from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got a classical doubleheader, comedy and burritos, and a fire-breathing saxophonist. David Wiegand and I are juggling torches, flaming torches, right now. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's open with that saxophonist. He's Archie Shepp, who's playing strong at 75 years old. That's Blues for Brother George Jackson. Archie Shepp, a very politically active composer and one of the men who shaped free jazz in the 1960s. And these days he's playing a little more straight ahead.
Yeah, he is doing that. But, you know, it's anything is possible with one of his shows. He's another one of those links to the past in jazz. He played with Cecil Taylor and with Coltrane. He's written plays, a musical called Lady Day, a musical tragedy back in the 70s. You know, he really is just a completely active person in so many areas of the arts.
The Archie Shepp Quartet plays two shows on two nights, next Thursday and next Friday at Yoshi's in Oakland. And it's a co-production with the San Francisco Filipino-American Jazz Festival. Now for something called the Comedy and Burrito Festival, which sounds like a setup for a joke, I have to say, involving beans and bodily functions. What is this?
It's really cool. I think it takes advantage of the fact that there are so many amazing comics, you know, on their way up these days. And it brings them all together in the Mission, which is the home of the great burritos. And there'll be more than 100 comics in 3 days. People like local woman Marga Gomez, Alice Wetterlund of New York, Paco Ramon from San Francisco as well.
The San Francisco Comedy and Burrito Festival runs 3 days, beginning Thursday at 6 clubs in San Francisco's Mission District. We've got a classical doubleheader now, two brilliant pianists in town. First, San Francisco Performances is presenting pianist Jonathan Biss playing music by one of the great romantic composers. Jonathan Biss's nice touch on the Schumann. You can hear that in that quintet format. And David, he's coming here to really do some exploration of Schumann and his work.
We think we know Schumann's music so well, and yet I think Biss feels that there are more nuances and depth that we can always find out about it. And for the kickoff of his year-long exploration, he'll be doing a recital with a very highly touted young tenor named Mark Padmore.
Jonathan Biss continues his season-long exploration of the music of Schumann at Herbst Theater tomorrow night. And David, we also have Andras Schiff in town continuing his lifelong affair with the music of Sebastian Bach.
He'll be doing the Well-Tempered Clavier on October 7th and 21st. There'll be a lecture and performance at Davie Symphony Hall on the 9th. And then he'll have other concerts throughout the year. And it's part of the San Francisco Artist Project.
Down the peninsula we go now to the reopening of the newly spruced up Palo Alto Arts Center. They were closed for 18 months for a big renovation, $8 million worth.
There'll be an opening party from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow with dedication, arts activities, food, tours of the new place.
And again, that's tomorrow, 11 to 5, lots of family activities. And that's our cheap thrill. It's free. San Francisco Billionaire endows free bluegrass festival. That's an unlikely headline, but it's the story of Hardly Strictly Bluegrass.
Had a banjo picking rooster, the cockiest of them all, strutted on the stage in his bib overalls. Close behind was old Fiddlin' Bear, bluegrass music by a rooster and a bear. More funny things than you ever did see, from ringtail coons to monkeys in the trees. Pussycats combing the tomcat's hair, come on board, let's go to the fair.
That's Ralph Stanley, and they're singing Had a Banjo-Picking Rooster, the cockiest of them all. They could be talking about Warren Hellman. This year, the billionaire is gone, David.
But his project, his pet project, the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, continues. And in fact, there will be a tribute to Warren, as well as some other people we lost this year, Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson. But Warren's band, the Wranglers, will be performing with Jimmy Dale Gilmore, as well as other people like Chuck Prophet, Bartlett and Jenny Lewis, Ben Queller, Steve Earle, and of course the ubiquitous Emmylou Harris.
Hardly Strictly Bluegrass opens at noon today and continues through Sunday, part of a very busy weekend in San Francisco, so take public transit. And David, there's a whale in the room this coming week, the West Coast debut of Moby Dick by local hero Jake Hagee.
That's right, with lyrics by Gene Scherr, whom we talked to on Forum a couple weeks ago. This is a very big deal. It opened in Houston already, and we can't wait to see it here.
Moby Dick opens Wednesday night with performances continuing through November 2nd at the San Francisco Opera House. And great list, David. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.